4E. Helping people through art. Exercise 8, page 75.
Dream big. If a passerby sees a photo of a skeletal young girl in Manila pasted next to a bustling restaurant in Hong Kong and stops to think, then this piece of street art will serve its purpose. This is the work of Cade Ashton, a man who photographs the world's most dangerous slums and posts them in cities, turning the world into his very own art gallery. Cade Ashton's passion started over a decade ago when he began photographing the graffiti on trains around his home in Canada. Then, after university, he moved to Taiwan on a whim. This was where he discovered that capturing people's lives on camera was what really interested him. Since then, Ashton has travelled to Iran, Colombia, Cambodia, the Philippines, and more than 24 other countries, purposely looking for areas that many dare not go. He believes that poverty-stricken nooks and crannies make the heart of a city and are what give it its culture, flavour and colour. He has been refused taxi rides to these areas many times, but Ashton believes that the people who live there are the friendliest and most welcoming of all. Despite owning very little, they offer whatever hospitality they can, whether it's a small plate of aubergine fritters or simply a warm smile. If he plays some basketball with them, tells them a joke, or perhaps helps them to tile their roof, they quickly open up to him and are often excited to be captured on camera. Sometimes Ashton even asks them which city they want to be displayed in. Los Angeles is the most popular. After capturing his unique, breathtaking photos, Ashton pastes enlarged prints of them in unexpected locations, such as train yards, slums, back streets, even the Great Wall of China. He spends his days searching for perfect spots that either contrast with what is shown in the photos or complement the colours in them. One of his images, for instance, shows a poor Colombian boy picking through rubbish below a designer boutique sign. Ideal positions are often tricky to reach. One time he wouldn't have been able to paste his photo if a lady living in the building hadn't held on to him from the inside. Ashton's current project in Hong Kong involves plastering a caption alongside the photo about the subject and their life situation, in both English and Chinese. If you tell someone a personal story of poverty, he explains, they are more receptive to it. His aim is to make people think about poverty, even just for a moment. One day, Ashton took a long walk in Manila and ended up in one of the city's crowded slums. He came across a group of 50 families living in shacks under a billboard and was appalled that these people had been left to survive with no running water, electricity, or sanitation. He realized that such poor communities would continue to live forgotten lives under motorways and besides railway tracks without a voice unless they were helped. This inspired him to start operating his first art workshop. For several months, Ashton held classes for groups of children, including drawing, t-shirt painting, and breakdancing, followed by a hearty meal. His classes brought out the children's creativity, and Ashton's encouragement to dream big had a positive effect on their outlook on life. His hard work didn't go unnoticed. One charity official said, "He goes to the most dangerous areas in Manila. Everyone loves him." If Ashton had more funding, he would love to expand his art teaching project internationally. Also, if he can find the estimated $50,000 needed, his next project will be to shoot 10 of the world's poorest slums and paste them in the world's 10 richer cities. For the time being, though, he will continue to make the world's slums his canvas and produce his art with a social conscience.